AI, so a piece of software that's been quietly running in the background of basically every office in America for the last 30 years is dying, and almost nobody noticed. I'm talking about OCR, that boring little acronym that scans a document and turns pixels into text. It's being replaced, not by a better version of itself, by something that doesn't even think in characters anymore. It thinks in meaning. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host, let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's a company called Hevia based in New York, and they built a tool called Matrix. AI, here's what it does. You upload a giant pile of PDFs, contracts, financial filings, spreadsheets, whatever, and instead of searching for keywords, you just ask it a question. Like you're talking to an analyst who already read everything, pull every covenant in these credit agreements that mentions a change of control, and it just does it with citations, pointing back to the exact page, the exact clause. Here's where it gets interesting. Old school OCR would have looked at that same PDF and said, "I see the letters change." That's it, that's the whole job. AI, detect character, move on. It has no idea what a covenant is. It has no idea what a change of control clause means to a lawyer at 2 a.m. before a deal closes. But this new generation of tools, they're not reading characters, they're reading structure. They understand that a table is a table, that a heading means something, that a clause in section 4.2 relates to a defined term back on page 3. It's the difference between someone who can sound out words phonetically and someone who actually read the book. And honestly, I think this changes the entire category of boring enterprise software into something genuinely powerful. Because for decades, the bottleneck in finance, law, insurance, healthcare wasn't the thinking. It was the reading junior analysts spent years just digging through documents. That bottleneck is evaporating fast. The takeaway, OCR used to answer, "What does this say?" The new stuff answers, "What does this mean and why should I care?" That's not an incremental upgrade. That's a different species of software. AI. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the document story, something quieter and honestly kind of wilder was happening with screens themselves. There's a company called 12 Labs, and instead of just reading a PDF, they built AI that watches video. Screen recording, specifically, it can look at a recording of someone using an app and pull out objects, on-screen text, even transcribe the audio, turning a screen recording into something you can search and query the same way Hevia lets you query a PDF. Think about what that actually means. AI. It's not just read this document, it's watch me work and understand what I did. Meanwhile, OpenAI's GPT-4o can already look at a screenshot of a messy dashboard or a diagram and explain it back to you in plain English. Amazon quietly rolled Textract into this too. You can now just ask it in plain language, "What's the total on this invoice?" instead of writing extraction rules by hand. So the frontier isn't documents anymore, it's your entire screen. Every app, every dashboard, every terminal window you have open becomes something an AI can watch and understand, love AI. And if you're thinking, "Wait, didn't we spend the last 2 years being told AI hallucinates and can't be trusted with anything important?" Yeah, we did. And that tension is still very real. Almost every serious player in this space, Hebbia, a company called DocSpiral Llama Index, they all build in human in-the-loop review, confidence scores, citations you can actually check, because nobody's naive enough to point this at a loan application or a medical chart and just trust it blindly. The technology got dramatically more capable, the guardrails had to grow right alongside it. AI. So here's the nuance on story two. The surprise isn't that AI can see your screen now, it's that the entire industry building this stuff is obsessed with proving it's not lying to you. That's actually the responsible version of a very powerful technology. I'll take it. Quick hits before we go. Llama Index, the folks behind that popular AI developer framework, just launched two tools, Llama Parse and Llama Extract, that turn messy scanned documents into clean, structured data an AI agent can actually work with, handwriting, and all. AI Nexa AI is putting the same kind of document and screenshot understanding directly on your phone, no cloud required, which is a genuinely big deal for privacy. And somebody on Reddit summed up the whole shift perfectly. They said OCR used to tell you what the letters were. Now I just ask the computer what the document is about. Like, it's a coworker who already read it, which honestly is the whole story in one sentence. So here's the big picture. For 30 years, computers could see text but couldn't understand the eye. Now they can see a document, a screenshot, a video of your own screen, and actually get what's going on. That's not just a feature upgrade for some enterprise software category nobody thinks about. That's AI developing something close to reading comprehension for the entire visual world we work in every day. And that raises a question worth sitting with. If AI can now watch your screen and understand your workflow as well as you do, what exactly is left that only a human can read? I don't have a clean answer for you, AI, but I think you're going to be asking yourself that question a lot sooner than you expect. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.